Begin the current daf. Masechta Shabbos of Kuf Yud Gimel. Begin Amud Aleph. We begin with Taisa de Maskal Klal on Rabbi Yehuda. Taisa gives two interpretations exactly what is this going on. That is, we learn in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda said a klal. Any knot that's not permanent, you're not going to be chayef for. So Taisa wonders, tame. It's a wonder. Hey Chikoy, where exactly is this klal of Rabbi Yehuda going on? Yeah, Milsaka Maisa. If it's going on the previous halacha of the Mishnah which taught regarding tying the pail on the by the well. Tanakama says you're allowed to tie only with a girdle. Which you're not going to be vatal with it. But you can't use a rope because it's going to stay there forever. It's going to be kesher shal kayama. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda, he permits, you're allowed to use, as the Gemara explained, the sumai of the weaver's robe. And when that geyser, that you're going to use a regular robe. On that, as Taisus, if it's going in a previous halacha, hasamata legamri. There, he totally permits one to use the weaver's robe. And therefore, it can't be going back on that point because of halacha ketan en chayam lav. Here we're saying, you're not going to be chayim. Mashma, the inference would be ha isur ikka, but that there is somewhat of a prohibition to the daik hashas la'el, like the Gemara previous had made such a diik regarding the woman's garment. We said that there's certain kshom that you're not going to be chai, which sounds like it's you're not going to be chai, but it's going to be asr. So, but here he say, and so therefore his wording is sounding like, okay, this is the rule, what, this rule going on what? On what you just said before, what you just said before, your words are making it sound like it's asr like getchila, it's just not going to be chai. Says what you can say is the hachikam, and this is what Yehuda is saying. Kol kesher shein shel kayama, yeah, any knot that's not permanent in chayam lav nak mechayev, and the diik is the important part. Hashel kayama, if it's permanent knot, chayam lav mechayev afel aniva, even if it's a bow, not a knot. Ah, that's coming lafukim rabbanon. The armor coming to exclude rabbanon, who they say and they disagree with him, as the Gemara actually brings this discussion on our regards to our Mishnah. The aniva lav hanikshir, they say that a bow is not a knot. He holds not no anything that is permanent, even if it's a bow, one would be chayev achatz. Another interpretation is actually a ma'idik tani b'reisha. It's going back on what we said in the reisha, which refers to the previous Mishnah, that there are certain knots that in chayav nalem they're not going to be chayav on them. And that the Tana mentioned many different types of knots, and that's where Koy Rabbi Yehuda is going. And he says the rule of it is any knot that's not permanent, you're not going to be chayav al chatz. But again, it's not really going on the halach of a Mishnah because as one looks, that Mishnah doesn't really flow with what he's saying in the halach of the Mishnah and then saying the klal. So next, which ties the master begins the words of Gemara, Hasam Chabal Da'ama. There's a regular robe. Hacha Chabal Da'gar, here we're talking about the robe of the weaver. So it brings two interpretations. Who's Rav going like? Is it on like a Yehuda or even like the Rabban? That is because the Gemara but Rav's teaching that you're allowed to tie a rope onto the cow and to the trough on Shabbos both sides. The Gemara has the contradiction from a Bryce. And the Gemara says, oh, the Bryce is talking about by a regular rope. They were concerned you're going to come to him about it. Then you can't. Rav's talking about a rope of weavers where then, yeah, you could tie it on both sides. I'm not concerned that you can leave one of them and do a Kesher Shel Kayama. That Taisik says, okay, but Kamash Mulan Rav, that must mean that, okay, what's the Chiddush Rav is coming to teach us? The Lord Gizrin, the Chabad the Guard, you have the Chabad the Amma. Although, yeah, regular rope like we see in the Braise is forbidden, Rav's telling us that we don't make a Xerah of saying that also the weaver's rope is going to be forbidden because you might come to use a regular rope, which is a Kerb Yudah, like Rabbi Yudah from the previous Gemara's discussion. Where Inam Yotay says, even another person, you can say, I feel the Rabban the Maid, no, even the Rabban would agree. Now, I feel the Chabad the Amma because even by a regular rope, it's not really so common that you can leave it there forever. Kesha Kesha Bapar Be'evis, when you're going to tie it onto a cow into a trough. Certain times, yeah, by a pail, you're going to leave it because you need it there always. But by the cow and the trough, you're not going to usually do it. And so, Ulhachi Legazam Bechabad Gardi. So, yeah, although sometimes they're going to make the weaver's rope out to a regular rope, but here, even the regular rope itself is not really so common, so therefore, maybe even Rabbanim would agree, and Rav could be even like Rabbanim, that we would not make Xer by the weaver's rope when you tie into the cow into the trough. The next text the master begins with the Gemara, Makaflin Kela Machulu. You could fold garments on Shabbos, even four or five times, which the halach is coming to tell us that there's no problem about tikkun man. But you can't do it if it's for the purposes of Matzah Shabbos, because then it looks like you're fixing it and preparing it for after Shabbos. And that's the text Makala Manavim. Here we learn the Asla Kapa Talisha Basic Nazi. Now fold the Talisim in of the Shul. Vishim Tarech Macher, because the next time you can use it is tomorrow after Shabbos, and no one's using it today. So then it's forbidden. It's only permitted four or five times if you're going to use it this day. Next Tuesday, the master begins with the Gemara. But yesh lahach lefloy, but if he has other garments to change to, then no, then we don't give this permissibility of folding the garments on Shabbos, even if you have all the other three criteria. So it's come to qualify what's considered that you have something to change into. Vishtaisi says, balonish yesh lahach lef. We have other garments to switch to. We don't. Baruch Hashem, I don't have only just one garment. So now it's forbidden to fold the garments. Now, stop agree, the reason doubt, you cover Yesh Lahakla, but that considered you have what to change into, Kishen Layafik is if you don't have such a good garment. Yeah, we have other garments, but this is the one Shabbos that he has. And would you say that then that would be considered Ein Lahakla, or would it still be considered Yesh Lahakla because ultimately he does have other garments? Taisa is not resolve that